Governor Snyder delivers his sixth State of the State address tomorrow night,
where he has got to deliver a plan for cleaning up the Flint water crisis.
Members of the Joint Convention, the governor of the state of Michigan, Rick Snyder.
I'm Rick Pluta.
I'm Zoe Clark. This is It's Just Politics.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Please be seated.
No matter what else he talks about, and these State of the State speeches tend to be laundry lists of accomplishments and ambitions, it's what he says about Flint.
And how the state is going to tackle the water crisis it helped create.
That will command the most attention.
Just last week, President Obama okayed Governor Snyder's request for an emergency declaration.
A request many said was too long in coming. But let's stop and think about this. At this time last year, Governor Snyder was pondering and plotting a campaign for president of the United States.
Right, based on his record of getting things done, particularly at that point, the Detroit bankruptcy.
He won plaudits from across the country, and he was traveling the state and the USA, delivering the message that Washington's political culture is broken.
But that it could learn a lesson or two from how things get done in Michigan. And now, here he is.
Going hat in hand to D.C., that land, by his definition, of dysfunction and failure.
To bail out a city in crisis that occurred under his watch.
Now, he could not have known at this time last year that the speech he dubbed the River of Opportunity would be eviscerated by the decision by state-appointed emergency managers to use the corrosive Flint River for drinking water.
Yes. Governor Rick Snyder is a man who could use some friends right now.
He could. And an unlikely ally will certainly be watching, if not actually sitting in the audience tomorrow night, as he delivers that speech.
That would be Flint's new mayor, Karen Weaver.
Swept into office by voter outrage at the mishandling of the Flint water situation.
Right. She was the anti-establishment candidate.
She was.
She is no bomb thrower. She has a PhD in clinical psychology. She serves on a bunch of nonprofit boards. Mm-hmm. She's pretty establishment in her own right.
True. And in fact, she is making very nice with Governor Snyder, perhaps the most hated person in Flint right now. This is Weaver after meeting with the governor just a couple of weeks ago.
We're doing this together. This is a partnership, and we're going to be looking at how we move Flint forward.
Because the reality is their fates are entwined. And that may be one reason why Governor Snyder called on a state oversight board,
which in reality he pretty much controls,
to restore to the Flint mayor some or all of the authority of the office that was seized by the state. Because the reality is now they both have to deliver, and they really can't do it without each other.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.